here on radio now. If you ever want to be part of the conversation, you can call us at 833-563-2539.
To what lengths did you go just to avoid someone?
I think last night I was at a concert and somebody I knew, I didn't date them, but like I think they knew me and they tried to avoid me. Like they walked away. I swear to God, because I made eye contact.
Were you ready to say hi to them? And they were like ducking and did not
want
the encounter.
I was doing the thing on Facebook. I'm like, what's their name? I'm like, oh, okay, that's...
Hey, you.
That's John. Oh, hey, what's up?
Oh, that's so
funny. By the time
funny.
I looked up their name, like, gone.
Oh, that's funny. Well, I was with a girlfriend. We're shopping, and her ex is like fresh. We see his car. And it was like an outdoor shopping mall. We're like, oh. And it was like, we were like 10 to 10. We were all looking around.
Head on
like,
a swivel.
We were like bobbing in and out. She's like, I will die. So we didn't see. We thought we dodged him. Then we're leaving the mall. I'm driving. And then he's like, what car in front of us? Like, there's a car and then his. And I was like, ah.
So then Mackenzie rear-ended him.
She slides down the seat.
Must
awkward.
Remain undetectable.
But sometimes you just don't want to have that awkward encounter with someone. I think the worst is when you saw them, they clearly saw you. And then, I mean, sometimes it's cool. Both people just pretend that it never happened.
Well, that's what I want to hear, like, both parts of it. I want to hear about, like, who do you try to avoid? Like, maybe you currently still, anytime you go out, you try to avoid this person, whether it's an ex or maybe a family member. But also, I want to hear about when avoiding them didn't work. Like, who did you run into? You're like, oh, son of a no, why?
Well, one time.
I can't hear you. Liv, is your microphone on?
No, I'm sorry.
Liv's avoiding the show.
Yeah, I'm avoiding you guys. No, I'm just kidding. But I feel really, really bad about this, and I hope they're not listening. But I was in Kroger really quick to pick up something. I was like in a really big rush. I was late to a party, and I needed to bring some. I didn't want to show up empty-handed, and I told people that I would grab drinks. And so I was just going in and out very quickly, and I saw my sweet great aunt. She's so sweet.
Your own family member you had to avoid.
I know, my great aunt, Annalena, and I had not seen her in so long. And she's the sweetest and she loves me so much. But I just had to avoid her because I knew if I saw her, we would end up talking for 15 minutes. And she would want to catch up. How am I doing in a new city? How's the radio show? How's my relationship? And she's so nice. But I just did not have the time.
There is someone.
So I avoided her.
I feel so bad that everyone in the studio avoids at work, not because we don't love this person, because they're such a long talker.
Yeah.
We all know who I'm talking about. We love this person, but it's like you will not get out of that conversation with under half an hour. Like you at least will allot 30 to 40
minutes. But if you don't want to do much and you have to stay at work till like the day's
true.
Over.
But if you're like trying to like run, you know, somewhere, run to the copier back, it's like, oh, dun, dun, dun. I get like a stealth mission.
You know, I can't believe that this is actually a thing that people do this, because I actually do kind of do the same thing, but for the other reason. Like, if I see someone I know, like, I'll go out of my way to make sure I could go to them and say hi.
You are everyone's nightmare.
Yeah. Get out of here.
Hi.
Joe and Mackenzie on radio now.
Hey, coming up next here on Joe and Mackenzie. Who found this? It's a cartoon. I didn't see it.
Oh, that was me.
Okay, Liv wants to talk about this. Liv, obviously, Miss Feminism, but just in general. She's like, this is cool. I think we need to talk about this. It's a really cool message. So I guess it's a cartoon that she was excited about. It's coming up after Tones and I, Dance Monkey.